Hello, I am Guru Kirtikavasan, a program manager on Visual Studio Application Insights team. Application Insights is a preview service in Azure portal which can definitely help you succeed with 360-degree information about your application in near real time. If you are responsible for a service, web, or mobile application, then you can use Application Insights to keep track of your app's availability and performance to deliver a user experience that is responsive and usable. In this video, I'm going to show you how to use Application Insights Portal 2, detect, diagnose, and solve availability and performance issues for an ASP.NET application. Then, I'm going to walk you through how to diagnose and solve crashes for a device application. Finally, we'll summarize and discuss resources so you can get started. Here we have FabricM Fiber app, which is a customer support website that I've been running for some time. This app has been already configured to use Application Insights. I've added a few custom events, configured logging, and capturing exceptions. This is the Application Insights blade in the Azure portal where I can access telemetry data for my app. I'm here this morning trying to understand how my application is performing in production and if there are any issues that I need to attend to. The first thing that I normally do is to check if my application is currently available for my customers in production. I have automated this by setting up a single URL ping test, which would alert my team if the test fails. So let me take a look. I am looking for a recent red dot on this timeline. And as you could see, I've had one such issue yesterday between 2 to say 3 p.m., but then nothing today. The web test execution shows it peaked around the same time. This was when my site went down, and then we brought it back up. So here's the web test that I've configured to ping 5 different places across the world. Since all of them show some kind of a drop during the last 24-hour period, I click on one of these test locations to see what went wrong. I see a list of failed tests below in this grid, and clicking on it opens up the test results. The ping requested seems to have taken a long time, and hence my test was reported as failed. I can also click on the command bar here to open it up in the Visual Studio to continue my debugging, or I can click on one of these requests to actually find out what went wrong. So let's go back to the overview blade. Now that we've looked at availability and things are okay right now, the next thing to do is to check on performance. As you can see from the Application Insights start screen, I can get both the server side and the client side metrics to understand the end-to-end performance of my app. As a DevOps, you can also see the performance of your servers by clicking on this button right here. Perf counters like CPU, memory, and I/O are collected and can be viewed over time. So far, everything has been normal, but I do see a spike in the failed request, and I wanted to get to it before my customers start having a bad experience. So I'm going to click on the failed requests chart. I see that the failed requests have spiked in the last few hours. That's up to 44 failed requests. In the grid below, I see two of my requests have been failing quite often. It looks like in the first one, since I know the app, the customers are trying to create new profiles and that has been failing. So I'm going to drill into this. Drilling into it, I get the diagnostic search blade that allows me to see every instance of the 45 failed requests. I click on one of them and this blade gives me a lot of interesting details about the request. Looking through the stack trace, the request encountered a SQL exception during a remote dependency call. Hoping to know more about this exception, I'm going to drill into this exception. So looking at the exception details blade, I see there was the inner exception that points to a problem where the database call failed as the table rejected the insert due to a read-only constraint. I now understand where the issue has been happening, and I can start debugging and also possibly alert the SQL team on this issue. Now that we have seen how to detect, diagnose issues with a service app, let me walk you through an example on how to diagnose device app crashes. Here is Contoso app, a Windows Store e-commerce app. This app is also fully configured with Application Insights. You can also configure Application Insights to monitor and solve problems for your iOS or an Android app. The first thing I notice when I land here is that the crashes have been up in the last 24 hours. A device app crash is a very serious issue that needs to be fixed immediately, as I'm at the risk of losing customers not return back to the app. Drilling into this issue, I see there has been one reason why there has been so many crashes. Just like how I looked at the single instance of the failed exception in the previous scenario, in this case, I want to understand a single crash and the steps that leading up to it. Clicking on the first crash, in the call stack of the details played, I see there was an exception thrown during the checkout phase. The error reason being that the API version had an authorization issue at the endpoint. With this, I know the root cause for crashes, and I can start the investigation right away. But I'm also curious to see what the user did that led to this crash. Just below the call stack, I can see all the related items which can show me the telemetry for this particular user session. This takes me to another instance of search with the right filters in place. Scrolling down, the first thing that I see what the user did in this session is that the user landed on the page. He searched for an item. He browsed a few items. And then he brought up the cart page. He added the item to the cart. And then when he was trying to check out, the exception happened. This is a great deal of information for me to understand the user behavior during this particular session that led to the crash. As you can see, I'm able to quickly detect and diagnose app crashes in my device app using Application Insights. And that wraps up a quick view about how to detect, diagnose, and solve problems with Application Insights. Please consult these resources for more information. Do look for other Connect videos about getting started and diving deep into some of the particular scenarios. We are looking forward to your feedback. We hope it helps you to be successful, whether you're building a service, web, or mobile application. Thanks for watching.